The ongoing conflict in Western Sudan has been called the worst humanitarian crisis in the world today. It's estimated that 1 million black Muslims have been driven from their homes by nomadic Arab militias, which are backed by the Sudanese government. James Morris is executive director of the UN's World Food Program. He recently returned from a mission to Sudan, and he joins us here in our studios. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Tell us about what you saw when you went to this Darfur region in Western Sudan.
Well, we saw a very serious situation. More than 1 million people have been driven from their homes under the most violent, unpleasant of circumstances. About 500,000 internally displaced people are now living in camps. The other 500,000 are wandering about the hills. These are people who had comfortable livelihoods, decent lives by their own standards in their villages, but the rough marauders have come in and burned down their homes. As you would drive by the villages, you would see things strewn all over the place. All of their possessions have been taken. The animals are gone. And suddenly they find themselves living in a very difficult set of humanitarian circumstances in a camp environment.
And this has been referred to as a form of ethnic cleansing in this region, essentially the entire population being forced out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know precisely what the right thing is to call it. I do know that this is an extraordinarily difficult, tragic humanitarian crisis. Beyond the 1 million people that are displaced, probably another 100,000 in the area have been affected by the conflict, and at least 100,000 people have now crossed the border into Chad as refugees.
I've read accounts that even once the villagers are established in camps, there's been a widespread incidence of rape of women who are leaving the camps to gather firewood, for example.
I've never seen people so frightened. I visited a camp of 60,000 people in a place called Mornay, 17,000 women, 9,000 men, 34,000 children. And people are frightened to leave the boundaries of the camp to look for firewood or fodder for the animals or for water. Clearly, women have been harassed and abused and lots of examples of rape. But men have been roughed up and shot and harassed. The issues are very difficult. Issues of shelter, issues of clothing, shoes. We would visit with a woman and talk to her. She said, all of my clothing has been stolen, and I now share a dress with two other ladies.
One dress,
three women. You would talk to a child and say, are you in school? He said, no, but I used to be, and I want to go back. I'm very concerned. The rainy season is just around the corner. If latrines and sanitation are not provided, in a very wet environment, this leads to very serious health complications.
And that's what you're seeing now?
Concerned about it. It's around the corner.
Some have called what's going on now in Western Sudan reminiscent of the beginnings of the genocide in Rwanda. I'm wondering if you're seeing any sort of international response to this that may reflect on what happened in Rwanda and the lessons learned there.
Well, I think the international community is very focused on this issue and will stay heavily engaged with the government of Sudan and will continue to remind the government of Sudan of their commitments, their promises, to see that people are protected, that law and order is established, that access is made available for the humanitarian community. The government of Sudan has said they're willing to make these strong commitments and strong statements, and the international community will hold them accountable.
James Morris, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
James Morris is executive director of the United Nations World Food Program. He was talking with us about the humanitarian crisis in Darfur in Western Sudan.